Hello and welcome to the All Range Mode podcast. This is episode 129. I'm TJ.
I'm Joe.
I'm Chad.
You.
Welcome to the show.
Yep. And no.
So, this week, The Witness came out, which we're pretty excited about.
Pretty good game.
So we thought top five spoilers puzzle games.
Slow it down, guys. Let's get comfy.
I'm just outlining the week.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about today. you've been playing Diablo.
I played Diablo for like two nights.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll talk about Diablo, and I'm going to talk about a TV show as well, so... You want to talk about Diablo first, I guess?
Yeah.
I interrupted the intro.
No, it's okay. But top five puzzle games of all time.
Top five.
Yeah,
it's an appropriate topic. So
the main thing.
So look forward to that.
So I have a list of 10.
Yeah, I have.
Because Chad 10, I think. Tried to step up.
What do I have?
You said you had 10. That's why I made 10.
I might have 9.
I think I have 13.
Have 8. Nope.
You
signed,
bitch. So are they in order, though? Because mine are in order.
The top five are in order.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. All right.
Then all the rest cool. We can just talk about. Let's throw out all the rest beforehand. The ones that aren't in the list.
The garbage?
Really? So wait a minute. All the way up to 6? I'm giving away all the way up to 6?
Yeah, and then we're just going to talk about them.
All right, yeah.
I'll
mean,
bring
I could
this
do
game
that.
Up. Like,
I could do that. Yeah. TJ, how many do you have?
About 10.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, this is good. I'm like so geeked on this fucking topic.
Yeah, this is a good
topic.
I was
so excited when you said that.
It's crazy how many puzzle games I've played in my life.
Yeah, man. I got 3-4 ones, and then I started thinking about it.
Yeah.
There's a lot, and I'm like, I like fucking puzzle games.
Yeah,
I don't play enough puzzle games, but I've played a lot.
I'm a massive puzzle game fan.
We should.
Massive.
We should be, like, exclusivity, just puzzles.
I love puzzle games. They're like, I'm always, like, playing some fucking shitty game. Like, even... I wouldn't consider, like, Ho-Ho-Come a puzzle game, but it's like,
no,
I played that a lot.
You would say it's a puzzle game?
Absolutely it is. You gotta figure out what to do.
Well, you say about any game, then.
Oh, actually, I knew this was gonna come up.
Metroid would be a puzzle game.
No. See, because there's bosses in Metroid. Any game with a boss can't be a puzzle game. Am I wrong?
Says who?
Actually,
yes.
Hold on. No, that is wrong.
Yeah.
So I was trying to
You're
figure
always
out...
You're fighting the boss in the puzzle. The hard puzzle.
I was trying to figure out, like, what makes a puzzle game. Like, what... So, like, I just... First of all, let's fucking Google puzzle. Let's see what happens when you...
I Googled...
Puzzle,
like,
definition is what I'm going to do.
Puzzle. I created my top five, and then I Googled, like, best puzzle games.
Yeah, I did the same thing.
And,
Best puzzle games.
Yeah, and then, like...
Just to remind yourself.
Just a bunch of weird shit. I was like, that's considered a puzzle game?
Yeah, there were... What was the one that was a real stretch?
See,
I'm not gonna
the
remember.
Definition of puzzle, there just you. A game, toy, or problem designed to test ingenuity or knowledge. See, that's... That could be any game, right?
Huh.
But you can actually look at the definition.
Ingenuity.
Generally,
puzzle game definition.
Yeah, when games are released, they have a very specific genre. Like, they'll be categorized that way on many places. And it's either puzzle or not. Like, it's a pretty solid line at that point.
Okay, so Google says... Oh, shit, I hit the wrong button. Oh, my God. My phone is, like, blowing up, eh? Like, I can barely use this fucking thing. Every time I hit, like, the screen 3 or 4 times, it just, like, resets.
Hey, what do you have? S6?
Yeah.
Side note. Let's talk about phones real quick.
Wait, I got the definition here.
Oh.
Puzzle video games are a genre of video game that emphasize puzzle solving. The types of puzzles can test many problem-solving skills, including logic, pattern recognition, sequence solving, and word compilation.
That's good.
So, like...
What?
So, there you go. There's puzzle game. Alright, so yeah, like, I was trying to figure out a puzzle game, because there's games on my list I know you're going to be like, no puzzles,
oh,
fuck
stupid
yeah.
list. I'm calling it out.
You're dumb.
Bullshit,
so I was like, I'm thinking, like, I got to do my research and make sure, like, I've narrowed down what I will qualify as a puzzle game.
Oh, you always do.
I don't know if I would.
I don't know it well enough, but it seems like you've got to figure out,
you've
got to solve.
No, there's no solving. It's just go and explore. Eventually you'll find something, and it's
Ho-Ho-Come's
like...
Aren't there hints? Like,
it's the
like,
same game.
No
you
hints.
You see this, and therefore it must mean that this one is also one of those. Like,
there's some visual
like learning
hint things. Yeah.
I'd say it's more along the lines of Journey than any other game.
Journey?
Yes.
I don't know Journey well enough.
But Journey is a straight line.
Is that a straight line?
Yeah, it is.
You stray from the line. And like you're not just like, I'm going to run over here. You find a new area, and that area introduces a new mechanic to use in that area.
So there's no new mechanics in Hohokam. It's just like, it's just, here's the scene. Fly through it enough to like realize, like, here's how you're adapting the environment.
Don't make puzzles.
You just figure, like, I'm adapting the environment by like running through that or something like that. Or something's happening. An animation will kick in.
Not a puzzle.
And it's like, oh, cool. Like, what do I have to do with this now? I wouldn't count it as a puzzle game, but it probably is. Okay. I don't know how else you'd categorize it. I would say The Order
is a puzzle game as much as Hohokam is a puzzle game.
That's crazy. Yum.
Wow. You don't fucking do anything. All you do is run forward.
Again,
that's Journey. I thought you were talking about Journey again.
I went to the main Hohokam level. I went into another area, and I had no idea what to do. And like, I was able to trigger certain things, like stuff would happen when I went over them. But I didn't know what to do. And I'm looking and trying to analyze things and figure out like a pattern or like this must mean something. So I see each of those levels as a puzzle.
And the beat just gets sicker and sicker. And you know what? There is a solution at the end of every level. If you figure out like the right way to adapt to the environment, you get that snail back or something like that. That snake. Like your snake comes and joins you and it's like boom, doom, boom, boom, boom.
I will allow it into the puzzle game category.
It just plays the sickest fucking music and you're like unlocked fucking squiggle wad.
Yeah. I play the game twice for 5 minutes each time.
It's so good. I played it for hours and hours. So I like puzzle games. That's the point I was trying to make.
Okay.
Those things just happen. I'm like always playing something.
Did you play Zuma?
Yeah. Yeah, I played fucking Zuma.
Oh.
Buddy, I
You didn't wrecked. Put it in?
Nope.
I fucking Holy raped fuck. Zuma.
Wow.
You all raped Zuma. Isn't TJ like one of the best people in the world?
Is Peggle?
Peggle is not. That's where I drew the line.
Peggle's not?
Peggle is not.
It was included in top 50 games.
It is.
No, I know it is. See, and that's the only time I was like, that's like a puzzle game. Like, and
it's a puzzle game. It is.
Okay, let's go.
It's increasingly difficult.
Through some of my honorable mentions, Bust a Move. Is Bust a Move a puzzle game?
Yeah.
It's just Peggle upside down.
Yeah, but it sucks.
That game's called. The arcade game you said in Silver City, right?
The Bubble Bobble. Like, boom, boom.
I cannot remember the name.
Shoot the balls around.
I love it. Fucking
that's game. One of the best puzzle games of all time.
It's a fun game.
It's on my list.
I think they're both puzzle
games. I'm getting ranty already. I can tell you.
Geometry Wars?
No.
No.
Mm-mm. Stick shooter.
You're right. You're
twin
right.
Stick action shooter. Because I thought about that too. When I heard like Peggle, I was like, huh, what other like game like that I play? I was like, fucking Retrocast or whatever it's called.
Oh, sorry.
What's it called?
I thought you were just going into spoilers.
What?
The game that I love. That we both love. PlayStation launch game.
Rezogun?
Rezogun.
What did I just say?
Splinter Ones? What did I call
Rezogun.
What the fuck did I call
Rezocast.
You didn't say Rezo, you said something else. Anyways,
guys played that shit. You played the hell out of that
shit. But it wasn't a puzzle game. It was just not like a puzzle game.
I would compare that closer to like Bitrip Runner, not a puzzle game.
Yeah.
You know, even though you're figuring out a solution to like a path.
There's only one solution. It's all about...
you know what? Peggle's not a puzzle game.
Peggle is not a puzzle game.
Peggle's random.
It is.
It's not. It's challenge. Random. I have 100% trophies on both Peggle 1 and 2.
But I feel like a puzzle you have to figure out.
Yeah.
You don't
In Peggle, you can do a retard, like, I don't know what I'm doing shot, and you break the game.
What you're saying is there's a strategy to it.
But if there's a strategy to it. But if you turn each level into a puzzle, how do I 100% this level? And you start going into it knowing, like, there's the green ones. Now, I know I want to hit that.
That's a stretch,
I
want
to hit that early because that'll unlock the ability to, like, hit more of these pegs.
If there was a perfect, way to do it, and it was consistent every time, like, you got
to
figure that out, the trick.
The solution.
The solution.
But it can only be done.
There is a complex solution.
You know what? The solution is key to a puzzle.
Yeah. And the trophy. Some of the trophies I would get in Peggle, it's like, I can't believe you did that. It's like, we all knew the solution was there. Every single peg. It was like in Peggle 2, this one level where it was only straight down beams. So like you never got any bouncing or bouncing off of. And it was like one of the last ones that anybody could 100%.
Yeah.
And it was just like, I can't believe this is real, but this is how I have to do it. I have to get it into the bucket every time. Every time. And like just learning, like, that's the solution to this puzzle. And then I will achieve the goal. I will solve the puzzle how to 100% this level.
That sounds more like Meat Boy then.
There you go. See, that's where Peggle just doesn't count. It's too close to the line. And as soon as you commit to that, you're just letting in not puzzle games.
Yeah, like trial and error is something that occurs in games like Meat Boy and Peggle.
Yeah, Meat Boy is
crazy.
But that
also consists, like, hugely in a puzzle game.
Yep.
Like The Witness.
Especially.
Yeah. Like you're just going, fuck, fuck, fuck. And then you finally figure it out. Like,
yeah. Getting, like, unlocking 100% in Meat Boy, like, the solution to, like, jump left right now, up again, like, letting go of the toggle midway through a jump so you just stop for a little bit and then hit it back again so you connect to
that's
that wall.
That's just sick game.
It's just, like, it's muscle sick memory. Muscle but game. It's, yeah, and you have to learn the perfect way to get through a level.
You do, yeah. Yeah.
To get, like, the A+. I A+'d every single level on hardcore of Meat Boy. It's there's only one solution.
Should I say it? Show me the achievement.
I'll show you the achievement right now, motherfucker. It's all over the world.
My bad. No, yeah, you got it.
I got it on Xbox and then again on PS4.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I got it too.
That's what I'm talking about.
Did you get it?
Oh, you mean you actually got the...
Yeah, I 100% A+.
Was there platinum?
On hardcore.
Is there platinum on PS4?
There's a platinum, but they added like these ridiculous, ridiculous ones where it's like, get through hardcore world 8 without dying once.
Oh, fuck you.
I remember wanting to complain about that for months on the show. I'm like, we have to talk about shitty achievements. And you guys are always like, no.
you should write the other guys. Be like, who the fuck's got this? This is so stupid.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Like, I played your game for hours on it. Is that not enough?
I'm one of the people who, like, really played your game. Yeah. And you're just gonna fuck me like this?
Yeah, like, that's impossible.
I paid for it twice!
No, you got it free the second time.
Did I? Okay, good. Not a puzzle game. Not a puzzle
game. Not a puzzle game. Agreed. We're pretty much...
I wonder if we can figure out... You know what? I know the game that's just on the other side of that line.
Tell it.
I can't. It's a spoiler.
Okay, well, we're getting into it too much. Let's back out if we're not gonna...
Yeah.
If we're gonna save it for the end.
No, are we saving it for the end? Let's do the puzzles right now. Main topic, we're in it.
No, let's talk about Diablo.
What? No fucking way. This is, I'm like having a great time.
Okay.
Okay, right to
it. Let's go through the honorable mentions. Sorry, TJ.
Can I mention one of my honorables?
All I'm going to mention all of your honorables.
I want to mention one of my monitor boobs. I'm going to go and say it, man. Honorable. Tetris. Boom.
That's a good one.
Arguably Tetris, the best puzzle game of all time.
Was that honorable from five or from...
That was honorable from... It's way up there, man. It's up there.
Well, I guess number 9.
I'm not... Well, yeah, I'm not mentioning... My honorables...
None of the top fives are being mentioned right now, right?
Correct.
My honorables aren't in any order. They're just... That's right a good on. Game.
Okay.
So Tetris. Like, I'm sure you guys fucking have it too. If you guys have it later, tell me. I want to talk about it.
Tetris is dope.
Do you have your top five?
I'm going honorable. I'm going honorable. Here we go. From 13 to 6. Right now, rapid fire.
Well, okay.
Castle of Dr. Brain. Heard of it? Know about it? Zuma, 12. 11.
Zuma, 12?
Zuma, 12. 11.
I thought there was only two.
11, Blast Corps.
Oh.
10.
Doesn't count.
Lemmings 2, The Tribes.
Never played it.
nine, Cut the Rope.
That's a good
cut
game.
The Rope?
That was a good game.
Boom!
All right.
8, Rampart. For Sega Genesis. Mm. Anybody ever play that game? It's one of the best games ever.
Look,
what is that?
It's co-op. 1v1. Same screen. And like you get two little like plots of land. Like the screen will be split with like a little stream or something in the middle. And then you pick one of four little bases to launch in. And you you get little Tetris pieces to build a little perimeter around your thing. Okay. And then within that perimeter, you build little cannons. And then shoot the opponent. And then all the little busted out pieces, you get like 13 seconds to fill it in with new Tetris pieces.
Yeah.
And
that's
like
fucking cool.
Yeah, and you shoot out the walls and like, and you could build massive bases. And like the more surface area you're able to build with little Tetris pieces, getting to every little nook and cranny, the more surface area you have, the more cannons you can build. And then you just start to rape. It's called Rampart. It's awesome.
Okay. Cool.
Number 7, Bust a Move.
Yeah.
Number 6, Pokemon Snap.
Puzzle game name.
No. That's a noise.
That is so good.
That was so... It was real, too.
Pokemon Snap's not a puzzle game?
I don't think so.
All right.
What did you say? What did you say?
No, definitely not.
No.
You guys never played Lemmings?
I think I played it like on Game Boy. Or like I borrowed it from Jerry.
You were hearing about games way back in the fucking early 90s, buddy.
Yeah, I was hearing about them.
How did you hear about Lemmings? What are you talking about?
Lemmings I've always heard of. Like I used to buy GamePro and shit, and they would talk about it and that. And be like, Lemmings, hey, like, oh, I only got fucking, like, Greenhog Man, like, Sonic 2. Toy Story. Getting a game when I was a kid was fucking, like, painful.
That's crazy, yeah. Like, you had like, five games.
My parents were just like, you're not getting games. Like, until N64, and then I'd always get games because I was able to fucking scam them.
Oh, shit.
But, yeah.
Anyway, it was good.
That's a side story. I could really go on for a while.
Lemmings is a really good puzzle game, man. I had it for fucking, like, my DOS fucking computer.
Yeah.
Lemmings too. You had install disks with different directories. Oh, you had to run the execution file through DOS.
Even back then, when there was a PC exclusive game, I was like, nobody,
yeah.
Can't do it.
Yeah.
Nothing's changed in 25 years.
You don't remember shareware disks? I was gonna bring you in. Like, do you remember shareware disks?
No.
Where it was just like a disk with demos on it, PC demos. It's how you found out about new games. And you would go to the store and like buy a pack of them for like $5.
They did that with Xbox. It
was
like
the first level of every, yeah. But, like, yeah. This was in the NPS fucking disc day, days, man. Yeah. Like, I had shareware Wolfenstein. I had shareware Doom. Oh, wow. I could only play the first levels. And I was like, cool game. I guess I'm going to go buy another shareware.
Side split right now. Remember, remember when they used to do fucking, like, demos all the time? Like, Xbox 360, they had it, like you, if you're releasing a game on a console, you have to release a demo to the game. That was a rule.
Really?
Yeah.
Ouya does that.
Fucking love it. Ooh yeah, what the fuck are you talking about? Ooh,
they
yeah.
should do I'm that. Like, saying, why Ooh, the fuck is that not on there?
Every single game has to have a demo. Which, by the way, Xbox One has a decent amount of demos.
There's nothing on PS4.
I know.
They don't you know it. What came out last week? Rory McIlroy's demo for the fucking year and a half ago game. There it was. Please buy
Rory McIlroy's demo. Dude, Xbox 360 is the most market-friendly fucking device ever.
It's the best games ever made.
No, like they went consumer, and they raped. Mm-hmm. They did so many things, like just the idea, like every gamer gets their own thing, and you don't have to start up new accounts. Like you want to put a game on 360, like we're running the online infrastructure. Yeah. Just like this is how we want to treat our customers.
The best episode you ever.
It's the best episode ever. Yeah. It's so great. And did you watch Steve Jobs? By the way,
no, I haven't yet.
Buddy, it's that exact feeling.
I love that. That's cool.
Right. Are we jumping back into
the
top five puzzles?
Honorables?
Yeah. Are you done?
No. You gotta do honorables.
Oh, Blast Corps? No one's gonna mention Blast Corps?
I didn't play Blast Corps.
I played it and I had no idea how to play it.
That's why it's slow. That's why it's low on the list.
I had a buddy come over. Keith Mayu. He came over and like he put it in. He's like, oh, you have Blast Corps? I was like, it was one of those games I had up on my wall. I was like, fuck yeah, I got it. Shit, I never played it though. He put it in, he's like, are you kidding me? He put it in, and he was playing the game unlike anybody I've ever seen. I was like, what? Like, what the fuck? You can ask him about that, he'd say, like, that's one of the times in his life where his mind was blown.
Oh, man. Hey, are you not familiar with Blast Corps?
You guys have talked about it, I don't really know.
So it's early N64 game, and, like, you just had to...
It's on Xbox One.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You had little destructible, like, you had, like, tanks and stuff, and you would, like, run into, like, square buildings until... The buildings fell apart, and then you cleared the way. And I always thought it was just like, oh, you just play around for a while, and then you win. But there's like...
That's what I thought.
From the first point to the second, it's like they're transferring like a massive nuclear weapon or something like that. Or they've lost control of it, and it's like just going in a straight line. And as the Blast Corps, you go in with like different mechs, tanks, cars,
spot,
and clear the areas. There was moving trains. Like, you had to take the train to one to get like a fucking item across at one point. Like... Pretty sophisticated puzzles. Clear the way. You just gotta figure out how to do it.
Fuck, that sounds fun.
Yeah. Blast Corps. It was Francis Ford. It was a good game.
Yeah, it was a rare game, and they have that rare replay.
Yeah.
So that was one of the games in there. 1080p.
Alright, TJ.
Oh, my turn?
I'm done with my honorables, yeah.
You still have more.
Chats have one of his, yeah.
Yeah, so I'll do one.
Alright.
Unfinished Swan. It's pretty good. It's not great, but... I really enjoyed it. Like, right from the beginning, it's just a white screen. And you're, like, sitting there waiting for something to happen.
Yeah.
And then you realize what it is. And I thought, what's there?
I want to play that fucking game.
Did you beat that game?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it's way too long, eh?
It's not... I thought it was short, but I would have been happy 4 hours. Well, like, didn't you say it was like 5 or 6 or?
To get, like, and then like you open it up and there's like another like 10 levels.
Oh.
And like they all have like hidden shit. Like I just remember thinking like you had me for 4 hours, yeah, man. Like enough. Don't I'm not gonna give you more than that.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah,
5.
Too much of a good thing.
Yeah. And like I know it got different. Like there's different colors later. I think I dealt with some colors.
Yeah, like they had like you were growing, you were shooting water and growing vines. Do you remember that? Did you do that?
I didn't even get that far. No,
that sounds fucking awesome.
They were inventive, but it was still, I don't know, like I honestly played like 3-4 hours in a sitting maybe. I might have done it 2 nights in a row, and then I was just like, no will to go back. But that said, I did very much enjoy playing it. It was kind of unique. It had that like indie vibe.
Yeah. So I think Doug might have beat that game.
Somebody
yeah, it was Doug.
Okay.
For sure.
It was free, so yeah. I grabbed it.
Could you imagine Dan, like, I want to mention The Unfinished Swan this week? That is never a game that Dan would play in his life.
I don't know. He might bring up, like, some weird mechanic. No? Some weird mechanic that he liked. And I was like, oh, yeah, that was good. Like, I don't know. Dan will always talk about a weird game.
No, but he won't say, I can't say when.
What?
One example. When Dan did that.
The way he describes fucking Rocket League?
Oh, yeah. Dan, yeah, that's true.
You know, like, yeah, yeah. And there was another game where, like, he was just going off on it. And he was like, you don't, like, this is how you do it. And, like, him being passionately excited about, like, I like this. I'm interested.
I think he's
and
really
this is
into
why,
it.
Like, the mechanic is this good. And
he's
him
really
talking
into
about,
Diablo.
Him talking about,
so into Diablo. Yeah.
Like, Dan talking about Metal Gear is crazy.
He's not sick tonight. Like, he's.
No, he's
that
tired. Fucking,
that thread.
Oh, he's going
it
to Diablo?
Exists and he's watching Diablo streams and playing Diablo.
Yeah, but he's.
Oh, that's what he's doing
on his couch.
Fucker.
Come on.
I don't know. He said he missed work.
If I'm sick, I don't play games. I'm like, I'm fucking sick.
He's not playing. He's watching a stream.
That's true.
That's maybe. Crazy. I wonder what Diablo streams are like.
I'm playing a game right now.
Hey, go rapid fire through, man.
Yeah. You want me?
I'll mention one. PB Winterbottom.
That game sucks.
What?
Remember that game?
Did you beat it? It was good. No, I mean, I think you know, I beat the story, but I didn't, like, 100% it. I didn't get, like, all stars or something.
It was, like, it came out
yeah,
a
I
year.
Beat it.
It came out a year after, like, Braid.
Braid.
So Braid was huge, and, like...
it was pretty cool.
I think EA tried to, like, get in on it. But I'm pretty sure I read today that was a, like, a student game.
Oh, yeah?
That like, EA just published and put out.
It was pretty cool. It was based on clones.
Cool.
Like, you had to clone yourself over
God
again.
Damn it!
The swapper.
Oh!
You guys didn't think about
no,
the swapper?
No, not until now. You said fucking clones. What a great game.
It is great. It would have been
great.
I didn't even think, like, I was like...
Did you add it?
I just didn't think you guys were, like, so into it. I thought, like, I was the only one who played it.
It obviously has to be.
No, it's not in my 5.
Well, fuck.
And it's not even honorable?
It should be in there, yeah. Like, it's all
I just didn't even
honorable.
Think to mention it. I was like, no, keep it off. Swapper. I don't even know if they played it. Like, that's the way I thought
about it.
I
didn't finish it, to be honest, but that's
I got,
exact kind of
that was
I
it. I'm like, I didn't even know if you guys had played that.
No, that game was amazing. Like, that was another
you
game.
You played it first.
I played yeah, I beat
minutes,
that shit. I platinum that motherfucker.
PC.
Platinum.
PC.
Yeah.
Platinum.
All right, I guess let's go. You want to go?
Swapper. Yeah, well, I said PB Winterbottom. Fuck, I don't know if I should add this to my top 5. I remembered it when you said, like, sections. You were talking about a game, and you're like, and I cut it, and I was like, oh, fuck.
Well, make it make
might
it
as well
sense.
Say it. It might be number 1 for me. I might change my mind after, but well, Jezball, man.
Jezball. Oh, my God, Jezball.
Fucking best game of all time.
I've never put so many hours into such a simple game.
Yeah.
I never heard of that.
You got to put them in separate quills?
Never mind.
I've never heard of it.
You know... Oh,
you've
God.
Never heard of Jezball?
No, never.
In fucking Windows days, it was like the pack. It was Minesweeper, that fucking shitty, horrible game.
It looked like Minesweeper.
No one had to play Minesweeper in my life.
I know how to play Minesweeper.
You played Minesweeper?
I have, and I never knew what to do. I was just clicking.
For years,
clicking
I had no
Minesweeper's
idea.
On TJ's top 5 tonight, I guarantee you.
It belongs to my album. I think I was talking about
Minesweeper.
That game is awesome.
It is good.
I remember you told me it was awesome.
Like, I found out how to play, like, it. I played like 10 by 10. No, it couldn't have been that. It might have been like a 30 by 30 map or something. And, like,
I think once,
and then
once I figured out how to do it, I was always just like, when's the bomb going to go off? I thought that's what the game was.
Just get lucky for like
just luck.
6 clicks, yeah!
I did not know what to do with that game. I still don't. It's I still play elimination. It that way. Like,
the little numbers are where a bomb is.
No, it's how but many you have bombs. To, yeah. There's six squares around every square.
Yeah, and it's how many bombs are in below, that six.
Or maybe eight. Exactly. How many bombs are there? So you use numbers in combination to say, like, that must mean...
Okay, it's one away from this, but flag it. Not two away from that one, so it's obviously not that square, so that's a safe square. Click. No bomb goes off.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it's awesome.
When you got a one, and you knew where the bomb was already, you like click, 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 click all around the one, and it would kind of like would open up.
I'm glad we're talking about this right now, because fuck, man.
It is good.
Minesweeper
is...
Other people don't know that game. Like, don't know how to play it.
I don't know. I'm so happy.
I felt like I was the majority, like... What they
no one knows
bomb
fucking
game
Minesweeper.
On
what a bomb clicker.
Click the bomb. Fuck, I hit the bomb. That's all it was.
Click the bomb.
It was just guess. There was no skill. It was just, where's the bomb? You want beers, man?
No, I'm going to be okay for... there's one right here, so I'm going to drink that one. All right,
so Jez Ball was amazing. Yep. Amazing. Not Minesweeper, but it was the one... You open up the game, and it's like two Pokeballs. It was red and white, and they just spun around and bounced off one another, and you had to... click on an area of the grid, and it would separate those balls. And the whole
idea... It would take
idea,
a second to span across.
So the whole idea was, was it cut down 80%? At least 80%?
Like that, yeah.
So the whole play area, and then you click somewhere, and it like divides it. Like, okay, so there's 50%.
If you divided half and there was no balls there, it would fill in the area.
Yeah.
So you would try to get the balls on one side and then fill in the area and keep making it smaller.
So the goal was to get as least amount of like play area as possible.
Yeah, I think
and
I would
add more
that.
And more
I think
balls
I think
over
I
time. And
there's good. Levels of Hohokam that are that exact
just
thing
balls
that,
in the game.
Yeah. Like you have to catch. Like you have to. You,
I might play a game.
You go into like one of the circles.
Yeah, just ball, man.
You go into one of the circles and all of a sudden it's like. Y and Z axis, and you can only move. You can't move diagonal anymore. And
really?
you click around and you play Jez Ball pretty much.
Can you download Jez Ball on your phone?
What you're describing? Yeah.
There's probably clones. You remember the way the ball spun like on the axis? It didn't have like a 3D. It was just like a.
Remember the fucking game? Like click. It was the worm, and you'd click the worm, and it would rise.
Yep.
And you'd unclick, and it would fall.
Wait, a whale trail?
Not. It's like whale trail, but there was a like an ever. Closing gap, and like it was how far could you get? Clickworm or something like that. Like it was a blue, like,
terrifying.
Blue mountains and like blue little craters or whatever. You're like, and
I
yeah, every time you click the map, the little snail would jump, and like you could fucking navigate through like a pro. I forget what it was called, but I got really good at that game too.
Get it? Please download it.
This sounds like bullshit. TJ,
Jez Ball's a great game.
No, I mean,
TJ's
yeah, keep
next.
Going, keep going.
Yeah, just keep pumping.
That's the rest of them?
Me?
No.
Just go through all yours.
No.
Okay, I'll just do mine. I apologize if this is on your top five. Limbo.
Fuck.
It didn't.
Is that a puzzle game?
Sure it is.
Oh, yeah, it is a puzzle game. Holy shit, the main thing is puzzles. Yeah, you're right.
If I had finished it, it would have been my top five probably, but I only got maybe halfway. I don't know.
You know what? There were...
I almost beat it twice.
Yeah.
That game, I felt when it came out, I don't know if I was like...
Did I? I did.
If I was brilliant at the time, but everyone's like, it's really difficult. I did not get stuck at all in that game.
Yeah, but you can't get stuck. You can die over and over again, but if you spend 6 hours on it, you'll beat it.
Well, no. Like, I meant like there was nothing like, what the fuck am I supposed to do here?
I
figured it out like within 2 minutes every time. Just like, okay.
Yeah, it wasn't as hard as Braid.
Yeah,
exactly.
Braid was like
yeah, but there's a harder like there's to get the Limbo, to get the trophies in that game. There's actually really difficult puzzles to like get like an orb.
Yeah,
so they exist within that. But I think the whole idea was like that like you can get through it in 5 hours. We don't really want to put up roadblocks for the character, right? Because
can
that you
extra
even load
stuff
a game?
Is just like to keep playing it. The main game is what the game should be judged on. I think like adding that
right
stuff on. In, I think doesn't. I don't know. Personally, it shouldn't make the game better.
Or sure.
But you got more?
Yeah. What the hell did I say? We talked about Swapper, Tetris, Jez Ball, Winterbottom, Zuma's Revenge for Zuma 2.
I had Zuma on my list, on my honorables.
Yeah.
It belongs on my list. I absolutely love that game.
Yeah.
I can't believe you don't have it on there.
I just didn't think about it.
When we played it for a week or so.
TJY.
How much fun that was.
It's when I was like really appreciating the high scores.
Yeah.
You know, and just like it was one of the ultimate high score battles. Fuck. Rezogun and Zuma, like if I could replicate that, try to do it a little bit with
You raped me.
Geometry Wars.
You raped me in Geometry Wars on the one level, and I tried for probably like 2.5 hours one night where I was just like, fuck! Like you have to do it perfectly.
We went back and forth for a while, and then I was like fourth in the world.
Yeah.
And I'm probably like 200th now. But...
Yeah. What? You're 200th?
Yeah, like 3 weeks after the game came out, I was fourth in the world on the first level.
People probably fell in love with that game and played it over and over again, like racing to those scores, you're still within the top 200?
I'm just guessing. I don't know.
There was no way you could do it better.
I was to perfection. Probably 8 hours into that first level.
Yeah.
Just playing.
No, but I'm saying that's really impressive.
Yeah, I gotta remember, bam, 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 bam. Like you knew everything you were about
to do. I'm just saying, like, you're downplaying your position in the world right now, like, as far as Geometry Wars goes. 200 is crazy. There's a lot of people in the world, and they're still trying to fucking get good scores.
No, dude, I'm telling you, I hit fourth in the world. That's pretty impressive. You know what I mean? At one point. So I'm happy with it.
We sitting down with a celebrity right now.
It's only the first level. We got fucking famous.
What's your tag? TJ Burke?
I'm fourth in the world in the first level of Geometry Wars 3.
Yeah.
That's really cool, man.
It is fucking cool.
The levels are so varied. Like, it was very hard to become an expert at everything.
At one point on Wii U, I was like 29th at Runner 2.
Didn't you play Trials?
No. Raped Runner 2, yeah. And I got nothing for it.
I remember you said number 2. Like, fucking 3 people bought the game, Joe.
No, that's the thing. I always felt like... You're average. I always felt like, yeah, but not that many people are playing it, you know? Like, I mean, it's on Wii U. Like, I'm in a community of maybe 1,000 people that are playing this right now, and I'm really playing it. You know, and like, I did drop as more people bought the game.
Yeah.
But I just wasn't even confident about it. 29. This guy's fucking... Oh, I was fourth. I'm probably like 200th now, though.
Dude, you're
among
29th
hundreds of thousands
all...
of people play Geometry Wars. I'm probably... Yeah. That's like top 0.2.
Yeah, we're good.
Good for you, bud.
You don't understand. We're good at it. Your position of runner is based on all your levels combined, right? Like your stars or whatever, your total score. Yeah. I'm one level out of 50.
That's a very specific achievement.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, it wasn't... I didn't crush everything. It was just like, this guy that... My name is just always on the leaderboards. That would have taken hundreds of hours.
I love this. We're just talking about the kinds of games that I destroy. Like, every single, like, highlight, I'm like, raped it. I'm so proud right now. But yeah, I haven't played Metal Gear Solid 5, you know? So
that was Zuma's
revenge.
Big
problems.
Yeah. So I had Peggle 2 on my list, but I guess it comes off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm going to keep going.
Sorry, TJ. It's gone.
Boots it.
Booted.
Pokemon. That's fine. I don't care.
Pokemon
Puzzle League.
That's my next honorable. My last honorable. It was one of the best games
I ever made. Yeah. I remember fondly just like Jerry coming over or other people coming over and just playing that game.
Yeah. I bought that game for Shelby and it was like, we just weren't into it. Chad's going to take care of his pups. But yeah, like, I don't know. We just didn't learn it. It was maybe 2 years ago.
I don't remember how it works, to be honest. But I had it was as simple as like swapping two pieces, which is like 1,000 different games. You just swap pieces and make lines. You know what I mean? Yeah. Again, it's probably more complicated, and they probably have like weird mechanics like bombs and whatever else. But I don't know. It's just a kid. It was like probably like what Candy Crush is today. You know what I mean? Like everyone just plays it and they just know it. It's just easy and fun. Yeah. It was just a great game to come over and like 2v2, one screen. You know, I love that kind of stuff. And
I just thought of something that I absolutely have to mention when Chad gets back in here. Yeah. I cannot believe that this is a huge misfire.
Oh, wow. I miscounted.
You got one more honorable? Do it.
No, Pokemon was my fifth, but I'm going to insert a new fifth. Anyway, we're good. I've exhausted my honorables.
Not a problem. I can't believe... hey, why don't we save it and take a break?
Okay.
Awesome. Yes. All right, back with our top fives after this, bitches. Focus on me. Focus on me. All right, so let's go around five. Or do you want to just do 5 to 1 or
around?
My preference is the around.
Yeah.
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 Okay. My number 5. Where's my water? For
that
iOS.
Was a great game.
It was amazing.
That alligator
100%ed
one?
It.
Did you really?
100.
Yeah.
Yeah, the early days of iOS puzzle games. Oh man.
I 100%ed Cut the Rope too.
That's fucking crazy.
At one point in time, I was like 11th at fucking that Jetpack Joyride game.
Yeah.
And then,
I forgot a game, if it's considered a puzzle game.
That's not a puzzle game, Jetpack Joyride. But I was really good at Jetpack Joyride. I got really far.
Yeah, you were good at that. You were good at Whale Travel, too.
Was I good at Whale
Travel? I wasn't thinking about Jetpack Joyride, though.
Remember how good Doug was at fucking that bird one? Zoo-woo! Like,
oh, Tiny Wings!
Tiny Wings.
Holy fuck, he was really good at
it. Doug was awesome at Tiny Wings.
Yeah, he had, like, no one beat him. He was the only game in his life.
He raped.
That was the peak for him. It's all downhill.
Yeah, like, Doug's good at a game? What the fuck?
So don't sell iOS games short for puzzles, man. You're number five?
Can I say one that I don't want to spoil if it's on anybody's, but I don't think it's a puzzle game.
Go ahead.
PvZ?
Well, we'll get to that later.
That's not a puzzle game.
Are you next? Well, we'll debate that.
We'll debate that later. What's your number five?
Number five is Hexic, the Xbox 360 launch game. Did you play it?
I've heard all about it.
I played it a little bit in the beginning, and probably like 1 hour one day. Well, so, no.
The beauty of it was that I didn't have internet, like high speed internet, until like BioShock, which was like 3 years after 360 launched. So it was all single player games for me. Turning on the 360, and this game was included, and I was like, I'm either playing that game or Call of Duty. But like at the time, anything in HD, because like we just got a brand new like fucking projection screen HD TV.
Yeah. Oh my god, my like, first 1080p TV was a monster.
What was it?
Just like it was a pain in the ass. It was massive.
Yeah, those things were fucking huge.
It was like 3 feet deep. It was so deep.
Do you ever have you could barely get it through a fucking doorway,
let alone up a set of stairs.
My parents had, like, before the HD TVs, and it was just, like, big screen projectors, my parents had one. It was, like, 46. Like, holy fuck, 46. It was, like, that plastic.
Just a giant cube you have in your fucking house.
Plastic fucking screen. Like, you could, like, pong, 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 like, it would move. But, like, it broke one time, and they had somebody repair it. So, a guy almost died trying to deliver it back into my parents' basement. Crazy. He was bringing it down. He was at the bottom. He's like, I don't got it. Yeah, and he managed to jump on the top of it while it was going down the fucking stairs.
Holy shit.
And rode it down and, like, broke his leg at the bottom of the stairs.
Oh, my God.
Like, he fucking nearly died.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I was upstairs playing Sonic or something. Shit.
Shut up.
What the
That's crazy. Those things were massive. Oh, I remember so many times, like, wheeling that thing around.
That was the first time I seen N64 was on one of those, too. It was just like
Tim's house. Tim had, like, a big one like that.
Yeah.
Down in the basement. Just a massive
screen. Oh, yeah, the basement! He moved into the basement. Yeah, his parents upgraded to a fucking, like, not a flat screen, but just, like, a projection tube. Like, oh, tube's got a better picture.
Yeah. Fuck.
Anyways, yeah. Hexic was good. But
what's your number five?
Number five for me is Towerfall. I added this while we were talking.
Yeah?
No.
Not a chance.
Not a chance. That's a puzzle game.
Okay.
Not a chance.
Think about the modes in Towerfall. You remember the things you could diamond? Those, like, stages?
This is not a puzzle game,
TJ. Sure it is. You had to... there was only one way to do it. You had to figure out the pattern.
Oh.
To shoot. You had a limited number of arrows. It was a specific jump. I gotta knock this chest.
You mean like the time trial things?
The time trials.
A puzzle game within a game.
I know that you really
one-third
played that mode, and it was crazy. And I would consider those like to get the diamonds.
Those are puzzles.
It was figure out the solution.
Yeah.
Okay.
As quick as you can. Much like
I would say
that's skirting it. I would say that's one mode in that game.
You
but
cannot call.
I'm not.
Towerfall, a puzzle game.
No, I'm not saying Towerfall, the game. Like, I'm saying
it was
like
the one mode.
Trials. Towerfall Trials, then.
Okay.
And those were really good.
Different
game. I love those.
Yeah, it's a different game.
Did you know Trials, the bike game, showed up on Best
Buy? Yeah, I read that. I was like, no.
I was like, if that's a puzzle game, it's on my list, but it's absolutely not a puzzle game.
It's a puzzle game, the same way as Towerfall's puzzle game, is it? You're considering it.
No, I don't know. No, you're on a track. Yeah. I would compare that more to like Ollie Ollie. which is like a side-scrolling action, like...
It's the skill of the game in Trials. The same with all the
others. Oh, and Bishop Runner. I would consider...
Skill of the game in Towerfall.
Trials and Bishop Runner.
No, it's not... It's not... It's both skill, and you have to figure out, like, there's a... You had to figure out how to do it. I'm telling you. Like, I don't
know. Yeah, in order to get this thing, secrets. Like, you had to do it perfect.
Dude,
like,
you had to get up under 3 seconds. You had to kill, like, eight...
Yeah.
Or six bodies in 3 seconds. Like, jump, jump, shoot, 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 shoot.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah,
it was nuts. I did okay. I did okay on that. I tried for a long time. You did it on PC, though, right?
The first level?
No. I did it on PlayStation.
PC?
I never played it in Ouya. Ouya, I played it. I'm like, what is this stupid shit? I didn't get it. Then I realized what it was when it came out for PlayStation.
Those puzzles are stupid.
I like it.
They're so hard.
Some of them are.
Yeah. It's good, though.
You know what?
Okay, yeah, I like it. A lot question of, number five, we I'm happy it's on the
we
list.
We figured out all the puzzles. What we didn't do is perfect the motions.
I'm glad you thought about it.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
My number four.
What?
The Incredible Machine. Have you guys played this game?
No.
It comes up a little higher in my list. Yeah.
So, it's just like they give you an incomplete, like, Rube Goldberg machine. Like, a huge incomplete
the ball
game
from
of...
from one side to the other.
With one clue... And, like, you have like, a certain set of components, and you just have to complete the machine.
It's the best fucking game. It was one of the first games ever played.
I loved that game. Yeah. Every little thing had its own gravity. Like, soccer balls fell differently than, like, a tennis ball would bounce, you know? Like, everything. There was little, like, you had to scare a cat so it would walk over, and then the cat would, like, see a mouse in a fucking mill, and the mouse would start running away, and that would run power to, like, your fucking light. And then that light would go through a magnifying glass and light a candle. And then that candle would heat up a balloon and, like, pop, get the balloon to pop, you won. It was fucking nuts. And you had to add these elements into the game.
It's cool. Sounds neat.
My number four.
Yeah. Number four.
Great game. Fucking great fucking game. I remember seeing that, I think I was in grade six. And we had one computer for the whole school. And they wheeled it in, like, didn't even bring it into the class because it was, like, shared. Like, this class gets it from this time to this time.
Yeah.
And they wheeled the computer into the hallway, and we were just like, oh, shit. Like, this is our time to play that game. And, like, Tim and I would run out, and then, like, we'd open it up, and, like, everyone else would be like, oh, I don't want to play the computer. Like, something I got to do. We found this fucking game, and, like, it was, yeah, that's... My experience of playing The Incredible Machine was in grade six, like... Kids, come and look at this new computer thing.
You had to go out and find this thing on disc.
We're so old.
We are so fucking old. Like,
they wheeled
that.
The computer into the hallway. We only had one.
School's got one or two.
They had one computer.
We're not old. That happened very quickly.
No, yeah. I did. I'm just Technology's kidding. I'm just kidding. Nuts. We just sound like old men at this
two
point.
2 decades.
There's some amazing scientists. Up there.
2 decades, and we are here now. Like... That's insanity. Like,
yeah, this is our paper.
Any period picture between the 70s and the fucking 20s, I'm like, all the same.
Yeah, not a lot happened.
May as well be the same.
All the same. May as well all be the same.
It's all shitty music.
2 miles
20s to 70s. I'm talking about 69. Yeah.
A lot.
May as well have been the same fucking place. Full of racists and goddamn fucking problems.
The technological revolution.
We raped.
Yeah.
It raped.
Watch the iPhone change everything.
Buddy, watch Steve Jobs.
I can't wait.
There's a fucking, like, the movie opens with a scientist talking, like sitting in a fucking factory that is one computer. He's like, we're going to be using these to communicate with each other, and, you know, you'll see one in every household, and blah, 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 blah.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
And, like, and then it's like, Steve Jobs, like, we're going to launch the fucking Macintosh computer. That's how it starts.
I like it.
Pretty cool. What's your number four?
Number four. What was your number four? Oh, yeah. Machine.
The Incredible Machine. TJ, play these games.
Portal 2 down.
Portal 2!
I think you guys probably have it
first
on
to mention it, eh?
Yeah.
That's wrong.
Yeah, you're wrong. It's not the fourth.
It's fourth for me.
We'll talk about it again, so maybe let's save it.
Yeah. Well, what's your number four?
Intelligent Cube. You guys know this one?
I remember it. It was for PlayStation 1.
PlayStation 1. It's,
It was huge. It was
for the longest time, this was this, and still is, I guess, this memory of playing this puzzle game that kind of probably like sparked a bit of that like puzzle game.
It had commercials on TV. It was like a serious puzzle game in 3D. Yeah.
I was happy to find it on a best whatever list of puzzles. I looked at three different lists to refresh my memory, and I was happy to see it on there. It was just like a bunch of cubes all stacked together, and you're like a little man, and the cubes are about as tall as you, and a row would just kind of roll at you. The whole row would roll at you, and you'd have to like set a bomb, and it would explode, and it would blow up certain cubes, but then there was like cubes that would blow up other cubes, and basically patterns and everything, and it was just built on that premise. But like back in the day when like 3D was kind of like new,
yeah,
they had these cool like glowing cubes, and you're like this little man, and like the camera was really cool. How it like kind of.
We should watch the trailer later. It was really cool.
I watched it today, and I was like, I was really impressed. I was impressed. Like it just.
Oh, that's fucking cool. I want to see it.
It's like intelligent cube.
Think about how like that. I'm gonna. I shouldn't do this, but like you know when you got Mario and it was 3D, you're like, wow, this is so new and like.
Yes.
It like blew your mind. It was kind of like that, but like
just that's a fun puzzle. Good.
I want to find like an emulator.
At that point,
how fun it is.
What the fuck were we thinking that like? We see that as like that's real life.
No, not that. I remember the trees in Mario were crazy. 64. I was like, you can climb that fucking thing?
When I seen like Tim showed Mario and I was like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And, like,
I couldn't believe Mario was 3D like that. You know, like yeah, but we had never seen.
That's the thing.
We had never seen like 3D. I was like, this is how good the technology can be, and it was
that way. Like.
Remember, like, watching him fall asleep and shit? I was like, wow.
He's alive. Yeah, it's like, it's real.
He's alive.
He showed me that and it was real, but it was like, wow, like that. It looks like real life. But then he put on Shadows of the Empire.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, just like we flew through, like, Echo Base and whatnot.
That was
on Hoth. And then the second level was Echo Base. I was like, that looks really good. And then it zooms in on him holding the gun. And he ran through the hallways. It was like, no fucking way.
Yeah, that was good times. N64 launch.
And it looks so bad. Just from,
funny, no,
from seeing
you,
nothing.
But at the end of the level, you fight a fucking AT-ST. Just like, yes.
Yeah. Remember that giant rectangular room?
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, four walls and a giant roof.
Just trying to get all the secret,
running in a
all the secret missiles.
There's nothing.
The sound of that game is better than Battlefront. I said it.
My number three, Portal 2.
Also wrong.
Whoa.
What's your number three?
What a good fucking game.
Portal 2, number three.
I put World of Goo.
That game sucks, man. What are you talking about?
Suck.
That was on a lot of lists high up.
I played it on. I didn't play it on Wii. I played it on PC.
It was cool.
Never played it.
You ever played it?
It was cool.
I missed it.
It was cool.
It was really fucking cool. It was such a cool idea. It was like...
It probably would have been amazing with the mouse. I played it with a Wii remote.
The mouse was what did it.
Yeah.
Because I remember trying to play it at your place, and I was like, fucking... But, like, the mouse was just very precise.
Yeah, of course.
So, what it was just like...
God damn it.
Do you know any premise of this game?
Nope.
How it works? Okay, so... Easiest example was being like you start at one side of the map. There's just like this little gathering of these little goobs that would move around just blah, 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 and like they're all just little constructor pieces. So what you have to do, there's a giant gap and you have to get this piece, all these pieces from here to over on the other side, and you have to build a structure.
You pretty like, much like you little, build like triangles and polygons to like. Get them, and like they each have gravity, so like if you build to the left,
yeah,
like
it's too
the
heavy,
whole thing so. Might lean over, but like because you have so many like
so
arches,
you gotta provide supports
tight.
And stuff in different spots.
Huh. And like there's red balls too that do a different thing. Like it was all about the only way these little organisms can like travel is through the goo. So you had to like connect goo to like different places they would travel through.
And you couldn't use them all because the more you got in at the end was like determine your points.
Okay.
At the end.
So like they can't die. You know, like it's possible that they would
die.
No,
you lose them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just,
no, like to get 100%, they can't die.
Yeah. And sometimes your thing would get too heavy and it would like fall into like spikes. And they'd all.
And they would just all just die.
No!
I lost so many of them. Yeah, that was a good game.
Great fucking game. Good game. Loved it. TJ, you should play it.
Probably not.
Just play like 3 levels.
Where can I get it?
Probably not.
For free. I have so much to play.
PC?
Am I up now for 3?
Yeah.
Braid.
Well, Portal 2 is one of them.
Yeah.
I'm interested in his other one, to tell you the truth. I have no idea what that might be.
You won't know number 2.
Sorry for your spoilers. Portal 2 is number 1! By my powers of deduction, I've determined that TJ has given away the simple math to figure out his number 1. Final Fantasy Tactics is probably so good. Is that it?
No.
It's probably it.
I'm just kidding, brother.
I only played a bit of that.
Were they
game.
Puzzle games?
They were strategy. Like,
tower defense?
Yeah.
Number two, Braid. Braid's one of the best puzzle games of all time.
Yeah.
It was.
Yep.
That game is fucking awesome. It's so good. I watched Kyle beat it. I just watched him play it.
You watched me get beginning to, like, to end. Level.
Yeah, I'm like, have
you
played Braid?
That was the game you recommended to people. Like,
have you played Braid?
Yeah, like,
you sit down and start. I'm not going to say a word. And I would sit there for hours.
What other game could you do that with?
I don't know.
Witness.
Oh my god. Fucking Witness. Yeah.
Ah, oh, Jesus Christ. That makes me want to pay $40 for it. Shit.
It's really,
I'm going to have to buy this game. I'm going to
love
for
it, actually.
As soon as it's on sale, I'm going to buy it.
You will love the world of The Witness.
It should be on sale. No, it should have, like, a PlayStation Plus sale.
Listen, like, off the bat. I'm not into, like, the whole, the puzzle structure at all. The little, like,
it
mazes.
It isn't that.
But it is that, right? It's okay, just maze after maze.
His goal, I read a thing about it. His goal was to...
We're going
to
talk about The Witness, right? I mean, I want to hear everything you guys have to say about it.
If you want to save it to the end, that's fine.
Yeah, let's you hear should,
it.
Right?
Is it on your list?
No, I specifically left it off.
Me too. Okay. I didn't play it.
Good
but
for
it,
you.
But it belongs.
Good.
It belongs there. I just...
It's that good, eh?
I'll get it. It's fucking nuts.
I'll get it. Jesus Christ. God, yeah,
like,
number two,
it's
great.
It's something that you would play, I feel like, and you would adore. Like, did you fucking see how they...
You would dream about this game 10 years later, just like that island.
Ah, shit.
I had one of those things. Like, it is really cool.
I don't care about the visuals at all, though. Like,
it's not
unless
the visuals.
They add to the...
It's just like, it is... Yeah, they're line puzzles, but you get to them and you're just like, okay, how the fuck am I supposed to know which way this is... Like, how am I supposed to solve this? Like, the tree area? With the little...
The environment...
Can we wait a little bit? Like, we're on number two.
Yeah,
let's just wait a little bit.
I got less to say.
Okay.
Okay.
What's your number two? Yeah.
The Incredible Machine.
Whoa!
Nice.
Yeah, it was up there.
Wow.
Like, what, the first puzzle game I ever played.
Can I switch my one and two just to keep some suspense?
Ooh.
Sure, yeah.
Portal 2.
Whoa!
My number one.
Oh, your number... Okay, so now it's your number two.
Yep.
Interesting.
Portal 2.
It was my number three. This is the last time we're going to talk about Portal 2.
Talk about
it. It was on all three of our lists.
It's just awesome. I've talked about the experience that we've had, which added to it.
Yeah.
But in general, just an amazing game. Like,
yeah, you guys played.
You remember the first time?
I've always been jealous.
Yeah. You remember the first time you, like,
the fact that
understood
there was
the
co-op
mechanic
missions?
Of the game?
Yeah.
I remember you explaining to me, like, you get one portal, and you're like, wow, this game's cool. And then you realize you get two portals, and that's the game, right? Like, the idea of, like, one portal leads into the next, opposed to going into a portal that's set up. The first game,
yeah.
You're always just putting a portal so you could go through the other end that was already set up.
The first
game,
like, the learning curve was the same, but yeah, like, you would they would almost trick you, like, the solution to one of the puzzles was, like, you have to learn that you can go into the orange portal because like, they had always thought, like, okay, well, I'm going into the blue one, and, like, they actually had to set up a puzzle, like, no, this goes in both directions, like, you can go into the orange one as well, like, and that was, like, a huge thing.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you, like, Portal 1 was the same as Portal 2.
Yeah, but as you, when they taught you Portal in Portal 1, it was very slow because it was a new concept, and, like, literally, when you first get the gun, you can only shoot one portal, and it was always blue, and you always came out wherever the orange portal was.
But that only happened for, like, one level.
Maybe, like, three
one
or four.
Two levels.
Anyway,
but
well,
it
was the commentaries,
they taught
right?
you that, like,
you have to use both of these portals. Yeah,
I don't know. It was I just.
Oh, you're talking about Portal 2.
Well, no, there was. Yeah, we are talking about Portal 2.
I'm kind of lumping them together.
Right.
I'm kind of lumping them
the
together.
Portal experience.
In fact, that Portal 2 also does that like learning curve thing. I don't know if you remember, but like the first like four or five levels are test chambers.
Yeah, because no one's actually played.
Yeah, and that
they're
was them.
Assuming people didn't play Portal 1.
That was them teaching the player Portal again, and like everyone was like, Portal 2 is not as good as Portal 1. I'm like. That's completely incorrect. Portal 2 is the game. Portal 1 is the tech demo.
Yep.
And if you played Portal 2 first, like many people did, this thing would blow your fucking mind.
Yeah.
Like, just out of control.
I'd
and
say...
That's, it's so fucking good.
The majority of people played Portal 1 first, though.
Well, we did. But Portal 1 was in a fucking thing called Orange Box from Valve.
And it's
you think all those
millions. It's fucking Half-Life.
Yeah, but... Oh, you're right. I just think
sold tons.
PC gamers that also owned a 360 and wanted to buy that, like wanted episode 2 or whatever.
Well, it came out on PC. The Orange Box was PC and 360.
Was it that big?
Let's say
PS3.
They sold 2 million. 2 million people played Portal 1. 4 million played Portal 2.
What's disgusting still is that's like, Valve's games. Orange Box and then Portal 2. Like, that's all we got, pretty much. Am I wrong?
Left 4 Dead.
Left 4 Dead, yeah. Is that good?
Sucked. Games
Left 4 Dead? Number 1 was awesome.
No.
It was an original amount of time. You don't remember?
It sucked.
You never enjoyed that? I really enjoyed number 1. It was a very small experience. I got bored of it after like 2 weeks.
You know what?
Who said it?
Only played it online once.
Was it Dan that said Valve is bullshit? I played it
mostly as a single player game.
It has to be online. It's a 4-player game.
I played it with fucking...
Dude.
It is.
There are some like monsters AI. That disable you, and you just cannot win until somebody
it's
comes
fucking, out. It's fucking Dan that says, I don't get the Valve hype.
Valve is
because they don't,
like
they haven't made any games. He doesn't like Portal.
Half-Life sucks. Half-Life 2?
We're not friends anymore. The gravity gun.
He's the one that says that. Dan's the one that says, like, Half-Life 2 isn't that good. Everybody, like, fucking holds him on a pedestal. And yeah, they That's are. True. Like Left 4 Dead was a cool idea. It sucked, like, by the second game. Like,
they probably didn't
like,
need to make a second one.
What's Valve doing? What's their next game?
They're fucking making hardware now.
No, but they're not.
And they're focusing on Steam.
They're also not doing that. Yeah,
people left. Like people are leaving the studio because they're not doing anything.
Yeah, they're not making games anymore. They just run a fucking Netflix for games.
Yeah. But obviously they make billions of them.
Yeah, that's it. They're
what have
like,
they made?
So anything... Yeah.
What has Valve made?
I don't Portal. Know the most recent game.
I feel like they've made a MOBA recently. Or maybe it was Blizzard.
I'm sure we could look it up. But it's more Blizzard than likely
and,
Blizzard.
Blizzard and Valve are the same company to me.
Yeah, very similar. Blizzard's yeah,
they're
a bit better.
They're both
Steam boxes. I'm like
huge.
What are you talking about, Steam box?
The juggernaut.
This thing's not going to work. I remember like trying to have in-depth conversations on this fucking show. Like, well, what do you think of the Steam box? How's it going to work? How's it going to cost? All this shit.
Heated
I remember
arguments.
The whole time thinking like, this thing's going to fucking bomb.
Yeah.
This thing is
a
not
guy
going
at school,
anywhere.
A guy at school,
Steam box.
He was a PC loyalist, and
he was gung ho about it.
Oh yeah, he's like, that's it, man. He's like, why would you ever get in a console? I was like. First off, like you're not going to be able to get a PC that's even going to be like $400 and it's going to be capable of even doing what
also future-proof
PS4
like,
does.
Locked into the biggest developers in the entire world and making games for only this box.
Yeah, I was like, how are they going to categorize it?
Crazy?
So it's like, okay, there's this console can only run this list of games or this game at minimum settings. And like you're going to be able to buy games on that thing and it's just going to not work.
And I was a kid who had a computer and like had to start running games on fucking minimum setting. And I was just like, if this keeps going, I won't be able to play games anymore.
Yeah, Tim had the best.
Just thinking about it, like, holy shit, this is happening. And just the idea of like, hey, this is going to be the industry standard for the next fucking half decade, at least $400. You want in? Yeah.
Tim got
Every
Windows
time.
95 and Tim got Windows 98 first. On Windows 95, he had, or no, it was Monster Truck 98 on Windows 98 that he had. Monster Truck 98.
Fuck.
And I remember like seeing him play it. I was just like, that's wow.
Yeah.
It was just like because he couldn't fucking run on his computer. But
yeah, one of the first games that I couldn't run was I think Command and Conquer 3. No, it couldn't have been 3. Maybe like.
I remember, like, realizing, like, trying to install
Tiberian.
It. Was, like,
Tiberian
I
Sun,
gonna...
I think? Was it Tiberian Sun? I was like, this game's not, it's not working. Like, I bought this, I'm installing it, and it's not working.
Yeah.
I was so many times. I was devastated.
That money was just gone. I was like, it's not, I don't get
it.
It
doesn't run on my computer. And I just kept learning, like, I tried again, didn't run. Tried again, didn't run. And
I'm
going to
go
home
from school today,
back.
And maybe it'll work.
I'll never go back from that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's terrible. TJ, sorry.
That's fine.
Portal 2 is amazing.
Amazing.
Great game.
Yeah.
I already said my number 2. We're ready for number 1, right?
Yep.
We're on number 1?
My number 1, Plants vs. Zombies.
Okay. Wow, you brought it to number 1. Tell me why it's a puzzle game. Before I tear
because...
it apart.
Because it's all... It's a tower defense game and a puzzle game. Tower defense games generally would have like a lot of RPG elements. And, like, they were, like, get to, like, different routes and different people coming from different routes. The fact that Plants vs. Zombies is The Grid, and they give you, like, a very specific formula to, like, beat the level, to, like, overtake the zombies. And when it gets hard, you have to pull that thing off perfectly. Like, no mistakes at all. Like, picking different cards, like...
The survival mode, the 25 waves or whatever that was?
Yeah, I got that achievement.
You did get that, and I always died at,
it was
35. 35? Or was it 50?
I don't know, but it was...
It might have been 50.
I think it was 35.
No, it was 50. 35 seems weird.
It does. It might have even been like 38. I don't know. We could probably.
I got to whatever it was. I remember.
But I fucking pulled that shit off. I figured it out.
And I remember, like, I was like, I'm doing really good right now. And then, like, I'm at wave 38. But no, still, like, I don't think that's a puzzle game. It's a tower defense game.
But it's the grid. It's the grid. And, like, in the early levels.
Defense grid. It's a tower defense game. It's grid.
Defense grid is not Plants vs. Zombies, man. I know that it has grid in the title, but Plants vs. Zombies is literally a 5x7 map.
I don't know, man.
And if you lose a lane and it's a 5x6 map all of a sudden, that changes your whole game. You have to have sun to collect, to me, it was. Every level is a solution. How do you build your fucking zombies or how you build your plants and stuff?
I feel it's a tower defense game.
It has more puzzle elements, I think, than any... fuck it.
I don't know.
All right. Okay, fair enough. What's your number one?
I have a Braid.
Braid's so good.
Yeah.
Number one, eh?
Fucking Braid. Best game of all time. Remember, like, you're playing it, and you're just like, oh, I downloaded this game off Xbox 360. I don't, like, the game's amazing, but I don't give it a lot of credit based to... It's the first time I've downloaded, like, a good game on my
what's
console.
What's crazy about Braid, it was, like, a puzzle game disguised as a platformer. So, yeah. Like, it got people, running around, and you're like, oh, cool. Remember that fucking video? All right, they just got Braid, right?
Yeah.
I don't even remember who that was, but,
Soldier,
like...
Soldier Boy.
That was Soldier Boy?
Yeah.
Soldier Boy?
Yeah.
Never saw that.
Motherfucker got...
Yeah.
Like, Mario in a jumpsuit.
Oh, I did see it.
Mario in a business suit. Yeah.
You gotta watch that afterwards.
But, like, yeah, you start playing it, and, like, you can get so far without... figuring out, like, okay, I have to put the puzzles together and, like, collecting the puzzle pieces. And, like, the first time you play, you walk right by a puzzle. Like, you walk right by, like, something, like, in an environment that has something to do with, like, time travel.
Yeah.
Like, in a puzzle, and you're like, oh, I walked right by that.
They put you in the first level, and it seems like Mario. It seems like a Mario game. There's an overworld, and you choose, like, okay, no, first level.
Yeah, you have to jump on enemies. Boom, boom,
boom. Yeah, there's a fucking Goomba. Like, it is exactly a Goomba.
Yeah.
And you jump on it. I died the first thing. It was like, oh. Cool. And I was just like.
Yeah, you're sitting there frozen in time.
Like, fucking froze.
Just X. Just yeah. Pulsating.
I was like, wait, it's not frozen. Yeah, because it was actually moving. It was like. Like
yeah, it rewinds you.
Whoa. Like, what the fuck? I can't die?
It's insane that more games don't use that mechanic.
Yeah. They try.
One?
There was a couple shitty, like, first-person shooters on 360.
That try and do the time... Oh, jeez.
Time shift? I played demos for Forza. All these fucking games.
Oh, yeah.
Forza yeah. Is
it? I love it in Forza.
Forza did that actually on, I think, the first game, like, for original Xbox.
They did it on the second. I know the second. The second came free. And I played it.
So. CJ, what's your really? What's your number one, buddy?
Yeah, number one is Antichamber. Antichamber.
Ooh.
You recommended this to me?
Yeah, you fucking talked about this game.
And I was like, yeah, what the fuck? And I downloaded it on Steam.
I was curious if it was going to make your list.
Oh, yeah. It's very good.
It's that good.
You know what? I must be really close to the end. I have not beaten this game, but it was so cool. Like, I love games. Games That's nowadays, you're kind of used
all perspective,
to them
eh?
Being like, okay, something weird. Like, they kind of bend your... perception of games.
Well, not even really like games that you play now. You trust the environment. You trust that you can walk up those stairs, and like really, you're just in a virtual world. They could do anything to you.
Yeah, they don't require like a lot of.
I love when games exploit that,
and this game does. Like this game is like it's
one of the first puzzles. Is like you circle around like four right turns, and it keeps going back, circling back, and then when you finally turn around, you realize they've changed what was behind you, and that's how you get out of the first puzzle.
Do you remember the fucking endless staircase? Do you remember the endless staircase, Mario 64?
Yeah.
You would run up it for 3 or 4 minutes. Like, you would play that fucking thing. You turn around, you're 20 stairs up.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, like, how the fuck did this game just do that to me? Like, How is that even possible? This whole, anyway, this whole game is based on that kind of fucking physics.
Yeah. So
it's crazy.
All right, the witness.
Hold on.
All right, not the witness.
So, yeah, you just talked about how we didn't mention Fez.
Yeah, okay.
And I was so confident, I walked out there, I'm like, yeah, all my top fives, Fez is not... Yeah, I'm back in. Fez isn't better than any of those, so I'm confident. Fez just wasn't on my list. But I did fucking think about it, and I'll tell you why this is relevant right now. Because Fez was a cool mechanic, everything looked really pretty, it was bright, the sound was great, it was interesting, right? Like, and it got to a point where, like, you got through the fluff accomplishments in the level, like, which I would assume are, like, the easy puzzles in The Witness. And then, like, it gets to this whole other weird place where it's like, oh, you have to kind of learn the language of this fucking calligraphy thing, and it all kind of makes sense, and it all means something, and that's how you, like, get good at the game. I fucking hated that. I'm like, you piece of shit. You just wrote something and then you put it on all of us to figure it out. Like, there was no hints. Am I wrong? Like, it was really difficult to figure that shit out. I'll bet you a tiny percentage of Fez players figured it out on their own.
You might hate the word.
Do you remember, like, the first, like, 3 or 4 weeks Fez was out? It was all about, like, going onto message boards and, like, talking to people that figured it out. Like, it was a huge thing. It was a big deal. Fez.
Is that part of completing the game?
Part of, like, 100%ing it. And that's how I want to go. Well, no, it's why I'm complaining. It's like, that's really demanding. And it seems like Jonathan Blow hold on.
100%.
This is my perception going into it, obviously, right? Like, yeah, 100%. That was tough. Right. And like, not that tough, just as hard as Meat Boy. But, like, I was able to learn the mechanics and get better at Meat Boy, not learn, like, or go and dig in and find this stuff on the internet. I'm going too deep into Fez. But that's the way I think, you know, going into this fucking Witness game, like, Jonathan Blow's been working on these puzzles for 10 years. He's just going to leave out, like, how to do it. I'm eventually just going to have to cheat, get frustrated. And I'm just thinking, like, it's not for me, especially for $40. It's not for me.
Fair enough.
But the way you guys talk about it has got me kind of excited. You know, like... You actually think this is just the perfect amount, and why wouldn't it be? It's Jonathan Blow game, where, like, they give you exactly what you need. You might get stuck.
You have a valid concern,
but
there.
Then you go back.
Yeah, for sure.
So really, so it's not exactly great.
So, based on what you just said, he did not make a very perfect size experience. He has so far kept my interest in every area. I get stuck. I'll grind at it for like a half hour. Give up. Go somewhere else, and there's something else to do that's cool, and I'm learning it, right? But I've only played it 9-10 hours.
Yeah.
And if he's telling me I need like 100 to beat it, I don't know if I'm going to get that far. I will get to a point where I've done all the puzzles except for 5. I'll get like the 5 last puzzles out of like the 10 areas, and I won't be able to do them, and I'll have to go online. And it might bother me to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just to get those last couple.
But
maybe you won't.
Maybe not. I'm hoping I can figure it all out.
You know what? One redeeming thing on the reviews that I was looking at, it always explained that, like, you could get through the game, and one person would say, oh, I got through the game in 4 hours, and it was great. And then another person would say, oh, it took me 7 hours, and, you know, like, I didn't feel like... that the game didn't... Like, the game held out on me at all.
It's impossible to get through in 7 hours.
Can't.
Well, maybe not the way you guys are playing.
No, it's impossible. There's some things that move so damn slow... They probably move for fucking 7 hours if you're just waiting.
No, I think they were saying, like...
Okay. There's a windmill that goes around. Like, you have to wait, like, a minute to complete 1 out of 4 of the things.
Really?
There's stuff like that in Braid. You have to wait till nighttime. There's no clock in the game. You have to wait there for hours. Not what? Braid. Not Braid. Fez.
Oh.
Oh, nice.
It was like, really? Oh, you have to wait till nighttime so this fucking owl, like, lands on a cube. And then you fucking twist the cube around and... Stupid shit.
The only way 7 hours is possible if it's you know it's like, everything.
I'm not doing that.
Know all the answers and it's a speed run.
No. This is how you get that achievement.
Witness.
You're going back to Witness.
I'm saying like there's no way. What you read, I don't know what the fuck that is.
But... There was one. Did you get to the part where
whatever it was to get through the like to get to the end? You know what? Not 100%, but to the end of like the story.
I don't know.
Could be like 15 hours, and they said they didn't feel like they missed anything.
insane. Impossible.
Yeah, I feel like you...
Right,
like,
I don't know.
Unless they're a strategy guide, just go into a strategy guide one by one, impossible.
I feel watch the IGN review. I'm pretty sure that's where I heard it.
Okay.
The draw of the game is, like the, I think, the same payoff as like what you got from Braid. I think like figuring out the puzzle in Braid just made you feel like, I'm fucking genius. I
mean, the longer you went at it, as long as you ended up completing that puzzle, it was just a bigger payoff.
Yeah.
And it feels real good. And if you walk away...
Yes!
Yeah. There's just more to do.
Are those puzzles that interesting, though? Like,
yeah.
The visuals of those puzzles don't seem interesting at all.
It's not... The puzzle is just like, oh! And then you're just like...
Okay, you like puzzle games on your phone?
I was drawing out the fucking grids. Yeah. You've seen the picture I sent.
This is what I want to hear. Tell me about it.
Okay, so when I first started the game, I thought...
I don't want to give away any...
I'm not going to give away anything.
Just tell me the positives. What did you say? You're 4 hours in?
No, not even. Like 2.5.
All right, well, give it all away. It's the first 5% of the game.
But mine's completely different than what yours would be, probably.
Just let me have it.
Because, like, I
just let me talk. Talk about the game. Don't talk about talking about the game. Like, let's just fucking talk about it. When I first got the game, I thought, yeah, you go to monitors in the game, and you complete a puzzle. I'm like, this could easily be a puzzle game on your phone, where you just swipe from one to the next. All I'm doing is walking around a really cool island and solving the puzzles. Then I quickly realized that's wrong, because the environment is a huge part of the puzzles, and it's going to have even more and more to do with it as I go on. And I'm not exactly sure how extreme it's going to become, but there's more to it than just screen after screen after screen. It's a lot deeper than that, which is really cool to me. So,
that's cool. It reminds me of, well, I was thinking of like, in Hohokam, like every time you slide past somebody and unlock something, like every one of those could be a puzzle, and then let's like dong, like, and now this will change a different part of the environment. Is that what you mean? Like,
no, I just mean like, you know, the guy said he beat it in 7 hours. I'm pretty certain to beat the game you have to solve every puzzle,
yeah,
except for maybe a few optional ones.
The majority of the puzzles,
you've got like these 5 puzzles that when you combine them with these other 5 batches of 5 puzzles, you have 25 in total, become a whole area. And then that whole area becomes part of another bigger puzzle, which combines all 5 areas around the island.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm pretty sure all puzzles build up to
the
same
thing. The trailer showed that there's those, like, beams of light that get, like, sent up to the hilltop or something like that. So
yeah.
So, obviously, you have to unlock all those from probably the main areas of the game.
Yeah. You did... Oh.
I didn't beat the desert yet. I fell asleep because I got terrified.
So right. I'm going to find what this girl says.
I'm also... what was I going to say? Oh, I'm pretty certain there might be like a side game which you could not even discover, and it's easily half the game. A whole...
Possibly.
I don't want to spoil
like
anything.
In the island or something like that?
There are a whole set of puzzles that you've been looking at this whole time while you only played 2 hours,
yeah,
and you have no idea we're there. And as soon as you discover one, you may go, okay, that was weird. And then you realize, nope, there's more to this.
What the fuck are you talking? That's crazy.
It's crazy. I might have even said too much. Probably. Okay.
Yeah, I don't even want
to
hear
so
that.
I don't want to say any more on the topic.
Yeah, that's...
Okay, you know what? So I wasn't listening to that, so that's good. Like, did I just avoid a spoiler?
No.
I'll say, kind of.
Don't
puzzle,
say that
the
anymore.
Puzzles go much deeper than you think.
Listen, I'm going to... I say we drive in right now, 4 minutes only. Let's just listen to what this girl has to say. If you say, like, that's exactly right, then I'm going to...
What
go
is this
home,
from?
I'm going to go home and buy this tonight.
I'll ask you to pause as we go.
No, I'm just going to run right through it. It's 4 minutes. That's not very long.
Yeah, but I want to respond to it as we go. I'm not going to remember my points.
But this way you can just cut in 1 4-minute trailer and then you don't have to cut it
every time
we stop. The IGN review.
I don't want to hear that.
Just tell me if this is for real.
The Witness is a game brimming with secrets. Daunting, multi-layered mysteries that sunk into my subconscious, tracing snaking paths across my brain until I was literally seeing mazes every time I closed my eyes. That's the kind of power The Witness has. It hooked me in with its masterful puzzle design and gorgeous visuals, then compelled me forward as I began carving out my own purpose on the island. It's a freedom granted by a world as welcomingly open to exploration as it is enjoyably challenging to solve.
Yeah, just remember that this video is not very long.
The Witness is built around solving these deceptively simple-looking maze puzzles on terminals found around the island. The tactile joy of their interface and the initial sense of wonder and mystery their presence brings were enough to motivate me in the early moments. But these light-up labyrinths quickly became more sophisticated, adding new rules and constraints to the basic structure, really cool. And allowing for the real tough yet fulfilling challenges.
That's
to
spot.
Emerge.
That's the fucking spot. When I sent you a picture,
I haven't got it yet.
Excessive levels of motivation.
The fading puzzle.
This one here.
I got that one.
Because they were
yeah,
fun.
That one.
The,
you unlocked
surely,
like the top of the island
in a much larger context. This manifests most tangibly in the witness's first obvious overarching goal, shooting beams of light into the island's tallest mountain. Most early puzzles in The Witness work toward that goal, bestowing
yeah.
my frantic line drawing through? With an important sense of progress. It
you
also helped me see the different regions of the island as distinct
Whoa,
parts of a
larger cool.
cohesive
whole,
I just did it last night.
Making
oh,
the colossal
oh, really
across
cool.
the surprisingly large, dense landmass less daunting.
They said it was dense, and
there
like I didn't believe it as much.
There was also enough to
do and
see beyond
it's
the
really
key
dense.
Objectives that my time spent simply wandering never felt wasted, and helped clear my head when I felt stuck on a tough puzzle. And puzzles in The Witness are hard, but they're always fair and solvable. In a manner more freeing than most puzzle adventures, you're allowed and even encouraged to walk away from a problem you don't feel equipped to solve. That's a concept introduced in the opening minutes when you encounter a locked door covered in symbols you're unfamiliar with.
Never seen it.
The answers
That's
you need are further up the path,
puzzle.
But you have to let yourself walk away first to know that. The Witness does more than equip you with the tools needed to find the right answers. It teaches you how to ask the right questions.
I don't think it does.
Expand
there's
this
one
dynamic
part,
to the
part
whole
where I was
of the
horribly
island,
stuck.
And you see how intelligently designed
I
a
just
puzzle
had to turn
this
around,
is.
Like, there's nothing
it doesn't
I can
just
do.
Give you the freedom to chip away at its riddles at your own pace, but creates a compelling adventure of the learning process itself.
It's so beautiful.
The masterful design of The Witness's puzzles is matched by the clever layout of the actual island, full of startling and enlightening visual revelations that added excitement and meaning to the world, even when I wasn't actively seeking it out.
Sick.
Everything feels like it was placed with a purpose, allowing familiar sights to take on thematic weight when viewed from different
there,
angles.
That red door?
That's kind of what The Witness is about,
was that
pointing
the,
you towards new ways of
the poster
seeing.
Shot?
Finding concrete answers
Orange?
About this abandoned
no,
island
that,
requires
that means, yeah.
patience, but there's an enthralling amount of mystery here to dissect across the 40 to 50 hours it takes to get through the story. There are also plenty of secrets tucked away behind the most challenging obstacles. Some of the most mind-blowing revelations were actually hidden in plain sight, making every return to the island a new adventure. I estimate it would take 80 to 100 hours to fully do and see everything here. But there's a satisfying amount of world-building clues scattered around, and I was able to reach an ending the first time without feeling like The Witness owed me a greater answer. Story does not drive The Witness as much
hours?
As its mystery, and it doesn't
50.
Treat story as an arbitrary
okay,
reward
not
for
seven.
Your efforts. What's there only enriches
the already
fulfilling
experience.
Said. Isn't
that why you brought this up?
Yeah.
Carried me
for the 7 hours?
I thought it was seven.
Hours. And that, even now, beckons me back to confront the mysteries I left unsolved. Its themes weave themselves beautifully throughout every moment, and its graceful combination of
Ten.
Tangible goals, obscurity, and
I'll
freedom
probably buy it.
Creates ample opportunity for small victories
wow.
and grand revelations alike.
Yeah, and if, in the, like, a couple years, when we
so
do the next
are you telling me,
puzzle
like,
games, it'll probably be in there.
So that's not
yeah,
bullshit. That's not bullshit. Anything she was talking about.
Dude, when you play the game, it's she's describing it perfectly. What she's not telling you is...
I remember hearing this fucking bitch. I never heard her voice before in a review.
I played the game.
It,
I was like,
it almost
fuck
feels
is
like
this?
Spoilers, but she's not actually... Like, I know what she's saying, what she's talking about.
I'll play it. You guys will never even know I fucking bought it, but I'll play it. Wait,
I'll
you have to, eh? Because you'll fucking... You'll see me playing it.
Best thing about it is that there's no, like, buddy talk.
I don't want a buddy
like,
talk.
You know
like,
what?
Like, getting into the game and like, oh, I'm at this puzzle right now.
I want to beat all the puzzles in the game.
I would have been furious.
And then I want to... The puzzles I can't do, I want you guys to tell me how to do them. And then I will feel bad. I won't feel bad about not going to
yeah,
the game.
Yeah, that's like...
At least we can...
Because we're one combined brain,
solve,
right?
Yeah, that's true. So
combined
if I,
buddy
if I
brain.
Do a couple of hard sessions, a couple of sessions on this thing, and I might catch up. I caught up to TJ on Fallout pretty quick.
Dude, I've only played 2 hours and I won't play it all this weekend.
I'll buy it.
Fuck yeah.
Yes!
I'll buy it!
40 bucks. What a fucking waste of money.
The really cool thing that I like about the puzzles is like, you could know how to solve all the puzzles. You could be given instructions on how they work and they'd still be difficult.
Yeah.
But that's only half the challenge. The other half is actually figuring out the rules.
Yeah.
Right? Some of them they teach you, some of them they don't. And actually, I struggle most figuring out the rules. Seeing new symbols and just being like, I don't know what that is. And it's probably because I'm in the wrong area. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just got to walk away.
Yeah.
But is it better than Fez, though?
Oh, yeah.
It's different than Fez? Because we all went through that learning
like
curve in
Fez. I didn't like Fez at all.
Did you get far in Fez and you're like, I don't know this fucking shit.
I got completely lost in that game and I was like, I don't know the fucking.
I got pretty close to like good amount of completion, like on my first playthrough.
It's not like Fez, dude. It's fun being in this island.
I worked at Fez and it was zero payoff, and that's why I'm scorned by Fez. But what, everything I'm hearing tonight has gotten pretty excited. Off?
Like as far as the game paying you off instead of like a personal like, oh yes, I got it. Like when you like I didn't solve the desert thing yet.
Yeah.
But was it like, yes, I got it? Or
sure, okay. I definitely.
Yeah, it's a loaded question, really. Like it's kind
of to be honest, it was more like individual puzzles. Did that the last one? I had to actually guess at a little piece of it.
Yeah.
And I got it. It was less satisfying.
Because and that one in the basement,
I think I missed
where I couldn't get the. I couldn't figure out the.
Is it rectangular?
It's one of the ones. I think it's rectangular.
Or is it? Oh, they're all diamonds.
Yeah.
Except the last one is rectangular.
You guys are going deep right now.
Yeah, sorry.
It might not be.
Anyways, there's tons of payoff, dude. And like, if I'm the kind of guy who gets frustrated with the puzzle.
Well, like, I know that there's a personal payoff when you solve the puzzle.
Yeah.
But does the game.
Like a larger payoff?
Does the game reward you for solving
it? How's the score?
Like you got to the end.
You start to see.
I don't think there is one.
Really?
It's just
now quiet. You're speaking my language, buddy.
Yeah.
There's different hums and different ambient sounds.
Yeah.
And it's all, you guys crazy. You should have fucking opened with that. Yeah, there's true. No music, Joe. There's no fucking music in this game.
That's true.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Gone, $40.
Listen for the hums, dude.
Boom. Purchase.
It starts to give you an idea of the overlining goals as you complete areas, I think. And as you see more of the island, you see like okay, I saw this here, I saw this there, you know what I mean? So, like, there's payoff in that, I guess.
Okay.
And I'm actually really enjoying it. That's what I'm saying, that the puzzles are, they're built on top of each other. Not just on top, like, the next skill, but, like, once you complete, they told you about the lasers kind of identifies itself right out the front. You know, you see a laser, you're like, okay, there's something to work towards. Now I see all my areas are going to point the laser. But there's more than that, I know. I just don't know which, is that the end game? Is this other piece of the end game? There's two other things that could potentially be it, I don't know. But...
Sounds awesome.
Game's awesome. It's a great place to be. Like, the world is really fun to just walk around and see.
Dude, you don't gotta sell it. I'm in. I already bought it. It's bought, paid for.
There's one thing I want to mention, but I'm just gonna let you guys discover for yourself if you haven't already.
Yeah, do it.
I don't hear it.
Don't.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
This is one of the games where it's like, I don't want to hear that because it's like, oh, that's...
I do feel like it's a simple thing, but it's the kind of thing you wouldn't want spoiled. But no one else would consider it spoiled.
You know what? We almost hindered our Portal 2 experience because we played it together. So, like, there was certain times where, like, I would look away from your screen for about a half an hour, and then we'd be in a different spot. And it was like, oh, shit, where the fuck are you? Like, but I don't know. We didn't crosstalk. We didn't explain how to get through the puzzle. It just happened to be, like, if you saw me get through, like, a story point or vice versa, like, oh, there's pink goo.
When I recall that, I think more about the co-op experience where we had to work together because we had to be doing things at the same time.
Yeah, you're exactly
had
right.
To work together,
oh,
right?
The co-op. No, but we played it. We played the
we
campaign.
Did. We did play the game
too.
First. We did it first.
Yeah, we did dual screen.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we DS'd the campaign at the Hanley house. He came over with a tube TV. He left it at the house. He was like, I'm not bringing that back.
It's my aunt's TV.
That's staying here, buddy. That's a fucking...
It's too heavy to truck.
That's a fucking touchstone. It's staying. Buddy, that thing, remember when we had a party at your house and we were all geeked to go in the basement and there was no TV? That's because it fucking got left at the Hanley house.
My God. No, that's not why.
Retro fucking...
I put a TV in my parents' basement. It'll never happen again. We'll never go down there again.
Why did we end up there? Oh, to record an episode of the podcast.
Yeah.
That was cool.
My parents are going to be out. We could probably use the house maybe later. They're going to be in Florida. Oh, my sister, though.
Later? What are we going to do there?
Yeah, she moved back home and got a different... job.
Is she working with Kyle's dad again?
No.
No.
She just got a new job, actually.
Sorry, how geeked is Kyle right now? Have you looked at the fucking thread? He's like playing DayZ right now.
Oh, fuck.
He's like, I'm playing it maxed out!
Yeah, he's up all night.
He's up all fucking night. Yeah. That kid is in it. He's in it for the fucking win right now.
He's more excited than I've ever been
at this moment. He, remember when he got that fucking laptop?
Yeah.
He played DayZ for like 400 hours in a row.
And it ran at like probably 20 frames a second max.
He played that fucking thing. He was like, guys, play it,
minimum,
play it, please.
Minimum settings and it was just...
He knows the whole fucking map.
Yeah.
Remember?
Is he playing the...
He sucked you guys in for like 12 hours at a time? Oh, I died.
Best time fucking playing games though.
Oh, I fucking died.
You would be right into that.
I know, but I don't have a fucking PC and I'll never go back.
Well, the thing is...
We've been through this.
Like, we all have to be online at the same time in that game. Like, it's for stupid. For a life, at least.
Like, you guys would start playing at, like, 5 p.m. This is before y'all had kids.
Yeah, I couldn't do it now.
I'm not fucking going on right now.
There's no way I could do it right now.
It's 5:30.
I played it, like, 2 or 3 nights.
Yeah.
But, like, each experience was very memorable.
I'll bet. That's what Kyle's down. He's down in the fucking hole.
Yeah.
Losing his soul.
All right, cut the shit out. Talk about Witness.
Oh, well, I think Witness is done. Am I wrong? I just want to recap my 5, and then I was going to close it off.
No, that's not me. Let's cut the shit out. I want to talk to TJ about puzzles.
Oh, okay. all right, recapping my 5. Actually, I'm going to go 13-1. Castle of Dr. Brain, Zuma, Blast Corps, Lemmings 2, Cut the Rope, Rampart, Bust the Move, Pokemon Snap, Where's My Water, The Incredible Machine, Portal 2, Braid, Plants vs. Zombies. Okay. Best puzzle games of all motherfucking time. You're next.
Yep.
Go, T.
This is in no particular order.
You gotta go, what?
Swapper, Jez Ball, PB
Wait, they're in no order. Who cares? If they're in no order.
No, I'm reading from bottom to top right now.
Well, then they are in order.
Well, no, like my 1 to 5 is mixed in between there, but. Swapper, Jez Ball, PB Winterbottom, Tetris, The Witness. That was honorable mention. I mentioned it now. Zuma's Revenge, Pokemon Puzzle League, Hexic, Portal 2, World of Goo, The Incredible Machine, and Braid.
Cool. All right. Mine is Unfinished Swan, Limbo, Peggle 2, which we scratched, Puzzle League.
Scratch it.
Pokemon Puzzle League. Towerfall Trials. Intelligent Cube, Braid, Portal 2, and Antichamber.
Joe's number 1 isn't a puzzle game.
Yeah, it fucking is, man. I looked it up. I think I googled, like, is PVZ a puzzle game?
Yeah, I texted someone was like, yeah. PVZ genre, and it came up Tower Defense.
No, I know it did. I know it did. Okay. But like, in other threads, it's like a puzzle game.
I know. Things can be dual games. Like, two different...
It's a, you know what? I mentioned earlier, I'm like, I know the game that's on the exact opposite
side. I don't trust threads. I trust chat.
No, buddy. That's what I'm saying.
I am the law.
Remember, what was the fucking game? Peggle. And the next thing over was Meat Boy. On the other side of that line, it's PVZ. Just skirting that fucking line. It's a stretch, but it's on the opposite side of that Peggle line. Which makes it a puzzle game. Puggle game. Puzzle game. I know I said it right the first time. Right? Am I wrong there?
Yeah, I think you're wrong.
I don't know it well enough. I haven't played it through.
I think you're wrong, but like, yeah, man.
Joe's number 1 is not a puzzle game.
Joe's number 1 tower defense game is Braid. Oh,
man. Okay, well, you can find us on allrangemode.com.
Or on Twitter.
Oh.
At ARM Podcast. That's why I stuttered.
Or on iTunes, All Range Mode.
Yeah, man.
Anyway, I'm Joe.
I'm Chad.
Oh, I'm TJ.
That's TJ.
Orange Mode out.
Orange Mode! Yeah.